manager Danny Penswick after tonight's 1-1 draw here at Atherton Colls. What a dramatic end to the game that was. Just to sum that up for us, please.
I'm still buzzing now. It was a great end. We deserved it. We kept going. It wasn't our best performance of the season. We've only had two games, but we weren't first half at the races. Sloppy in possession. Didn't have enough movement off the ball. Tried something slightly different, and it didn't work. So we changed it back, made two subs at half-time. Asked for more from the lads, and they gave me that in the second half. Put them under pressure, dominated, created better chances, and it was only a matter of time. If there was another 5 minutes on that, we'd have gone on and won it. Their lads had gone. We were strong. We were coming through. And they were just doing anything they could to try and stop us. No balls coming on, the old tricks and everything. But they were worried, them last five, because they knew it was coming and it came. And it was everything we fully deserved for the attitude and application that second half. We've gifted them a goal, sloppy one in the first half. Probably trying to play a bit too much, but that's what I want us to do. Apart from that, I don't think Fletcher's had anything to do. They've had plenty of possession without really doing anything, without troubling the net. So pleasing defensively, pleasing the way we kept going. Whilst we weren't at our best, the desire and togetherness we showed for Stinger to do that at the end. And yeah, I'm still buzzing about it now.
Well, just on the fact that we've come back, we've carried on going after going behind early on in the first half, I think something like this wouldn't have happened last season. It's definitely an improvement.
Yeah. Well, we lost 5-2 here last year, so 1-1's an improvement, and there's improvements still to be made. We're far from the finished article. We're far from where I want us to be. And I think the lads acknowledge that. We made four changes from Saturday going into today's game and then another two at half-time. So it shows that we do have strength in depth and that lads can come in and offer us something different. So it is pleasing, the way we came back. But let's not forget, 2 minutes into the second half against 1874, they got an equaliser. And then we came back again and took the game to them. We don't know when we beat. We don't know when to give up. And we'll stick together and we'll keep fighting till the end. And that's what we did.
We've kept a front line who I would say are probably one of the stronger ones in the league. Fairly quiet today. We've just seen striker Mark Battersby walk past us. How much do you think that helped the game, restricting them to the chances that they had, i.e. not many of them?
Yeah, always does. If you stop them and stop their chances, then that's fine. I've always said them having the ball in the wide areas, them having the ball in the middle of the pitch isn't going to hurt us, okay? Unless you don't see many goals from there. Goals are scored in the box, and that's where we weren't good enough last season. That's where we need to improve in both boxes, and we've done that, I think, today. In our own box defending, we were outstanding, putting our bodies on the line, and it's always pleasing. Disappointing we conceded one, to be honest with you, because it was of our own making, as I say. But restricting them to half chances and no real chances, Fletcher's had another relatively simple night, was good.
Well, I mean, we've come here and played some very nice football. I don't think the ball went off the ground a lot during the half.
Boom, sweaters. Say that, Stinger. No, it didn't, but we don't have 2 6-foot-4 big centre halves who are going to eat long balls for fun. We don't have a massive target man. That's not our strength, so why would we play a style of football that doesn't suit the players we've got?
Well, even from goal kicks, there was people around me questioning why Fletch hadn't kicked it long once. Even from the back, we were playing some nice football,
yeah.
Albeit in our half,
yeah.
But that was setting up to something nicer further down the pitch.
It was. There's the simple thing. When you don't have the ball, make the pitch as small as possible. When you do have the ball, make the pitch as big as possible. It's not rocket science. Everyone on the pitch can play. We've got 11 lads out there, including Fletcher, who's excellent with his feet. So why are we just going to shell it 70 yards to give one of their centre-halves a free header? It makes no sense to me. A lot of teams do it, and a lot of teams like doing it like that, but no, it's not for me.
So, looking forward then to Saturday's game, next round of the FA Cup. The draw was made today, either Handsworth Paramore or Stockbridge Park Steel, in the next round. What can we expect on Saturday first against West Didsbury?
The same again. The same effort, desire, commitment, all those words that'll see us through. We'll play some good stuff throughout the season. We'll also play not very well. I'm realistic to know the lads, if they were that good, they'd be playing higher. We're going to make mistakes, and I accept that. I'm going to make mistakes as a manager. They're going to make mistakes as players. It's not the mistake that kills you, it's how you react to that. So we'll make mistakes on Saturday. It's how we react to that. So I'm looking forward to going to West Didsbury. I think I've said before, they were the best team that came to Squires Gate last season. They played us off the park, and what they're doing there, I think, is really good. And it's something that we could possibly aspire to be. They came fifth, and they've built on that. And they've had a good start to the season with a draw at Linnets. So they're a good side. It'll be a very good test. They've beaten AFC Liverpool. So I'm looking forward to it. Hopefully it'll be another entertaining game. We'll create chances. They won't. We'll win. Simple.
Thank you very much.
Cheers.